Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're spicing things up with a different flavor, hedge fund fees. Can you believe investors have paid out nearly half their profits in fees since the 60s?
Whoa, half? That's a lot of spice. So like $1.8 trillion in fees since 1969. That's insane.
Insane is an understatement. This LCH Investments analysis is mind-blowing. Imagine $3.7 trillion in total gains, but almost half goes straight to the managers. It's a fee feast.
But why? How did fees get so high?
Well, Rick Sofer, chair of LCH, says it's because returns went down, but fees went up. Especially after 2000, the fee take jumped from a third to a half of the gains.
So, as the pie got smaller, the manager's slice got bigger. Doesn't seem very fair to the investors.
Exactly. It's like ordering a large pizza and only getting a few slices while the delivery guy eats the rest. And get this, the top 20 hedge funds like Citadel, D.E. Shaw, and Millennium made record profits in 2024, almost $94 billion for investors. They crushed it.
But they charge some of the highest fees, right? How does that work?
Interestingly, those top performers have a lower overall fee take, just over a third of gross gains. It's the rest of the industry, charging almost 60%, that's driving up the average. This whole 2-in-20 model, 2% management fee, 20% performance fee, seems outdated, especially with dwindling returns.
I mean, if the returns are low and the fees are high, where's the incentive for investors? It's a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Right? And these multi-manager platforms are adding fuel to the fire. They pass all costs, rent, tech, even client entertainment, onto investors. We're talking 3-10% of assets annually, plus a performance fee of 20-30%.
That's outrageous. So investors are paying for everything and getting less in return? It makes you wonder.
I know, right? It's like paying for a Michelin star meal and getting instant ramen. But hey, at least LCH has a good track record. A share bought at their launch in 69 is worth 172 times more today. Not bad.
Impressive, though they're closing this year, apparently. So what's the takeaway here? Should we all avoid hedge funds?
Not necessarily, but it's crucial to understand the fee structure and track record before investing. Don't just get blinded by the big names. Due diligence is key. Got it?
Got it. Thanks for breaking it down. This was definitely food for thought, though maybe a bit too spicy for my taste.
Glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.